Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources Secretary Kathy Stepp has faced her share of controversy. Now, former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk is calling for her removal. Falk, one of four Democrats hoping to defeat Governor Scott Walker in a recall election, believes environmental enforcement has suffered under Stepp's watch. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz talked with Stepp Monday after she spoke briefly at a water quality conference in downtown Milwaukee. Stepp tells Susan that DNR experts have weighed in on proposed legislation, including the failed iron ore mining bill, every step of the way.
As different initiatives were moving through the legislators, we were asked many times to send staff over. Hydrologists, hydrogeologists, groundwater, I mean, the gambit of water issues. So yes, we were asked many times to provide technical expertise, and we provided that willingly. I, at no time, had any involvement in those discussions because I wanted to make sure that it was one of a lot of integrity, that no one could say that this was politically being run through our agency. We allowed and encouraged staff to go and meet with legislators, again, both sides of the aisle when they were requested, to answer questions. The reason I spoke out about the defeat of the mining bill wasn't because the mining bill was defeated. It was because what I was hearing legislators were doing and saying was laying the blame at Wisconsin DNR's feet, saying our folks didn't have the expertise to be able to permit something like this. And that's outrageous to me. We have extraordinarily gifted professionals, very accredited, you know, with their academic background, that would be more than able to permit a facility like that. And a lot of the red herring issues that would be brought up in some of the talking points after the defeat were things that would have been negotiated through the permit process. So all of those things, those concerns that people have, while you can never eliminate all risk, but you can certainly mitigate risk in life, and that's what our folks do. We're a permitting agency.
There have been reports that the DNR is writing fewer tickets, that over the last 12 months, I think it's a 12-year low. How do you respond to those reports?
Well, you know, the numbers are what they are. There are a couple different explanations. One is, economically, folks aren't producing to the limit of their permit anymore, where we used to see people right at their limits, and then sometimes they'd trip and go over, and so there'd be, you know, a notice of violation or some kind of an enforcement action, where they're not doing that anymore. Our economy is down. That's number one. So that's a big factor. Number two is just, again, human resources, where we just didn't have the boots on the ground to be able to be going out and doing those inspections. That's been going on long before I got here, by the way. And the obnoxious thing to me is to try and lay it at this administration's feet when we're the ones who are ambitiously filling these positions over the last, not even a year, that we've been able to start filling positions. And the first area we had to beef up was human resources. You know, so there's been this hiring freeze that was put on in previous years that we're now paying the piper for. And in fact, I take it one step farther, and it's not we that are paying the piper, it's the environment. I mean, we're not serving the environment when we don't have boots on the ground and when we don't have people to work with permitted entities to help them get back into compliance.
So those who look at those, the decline of tickets, would be inaccurate saying this is a sign or philosophy. We're going to make things more customer friendly and therefore sort of ease things up a bit.
You know, customer friendly doesn't mean easing up on enforcement. And I've said this all the time, everywhere I go when this comes up, but it doesn't matter. There is just, you know, there's a stereotype. When you say customer service, that suddenly means take away all rules. It doesn't mean that at all. It means apply the rules the same way to everybody and make sure that we intervene as soon as we can when we see the rules aren't being followed. And we help people start to follow the rules again, because when they do that, then we're going to see a cleaner environment as a result. There has never been any intervention on the part of me or my leadership team to try and stop something from happening on violators. In fact, I come from a competitive background. I mean, remember, I was a home builder for many years until 2004 when we sold our business. And the last thing I ever wanted to see and would really outrage me was somebody who wasn't following the rules so they could bid the project cheaper and they'd get the work and I didn't. And guys like me, who were doing things right and by the book, didn't get the job because of it. And so it's unfair competition. I, of all people, understand that. So I'm going to make sure that willful, wanton violators continue to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. The governor has been emphatic about that. He said, do things right, based on sound science, common sense, get the job done, and that's what we're doing.
So you feel that fundamentally you're carrying on the legacy of protecting our natural resources?
I do. I do, but it's not just me. I mean, I'm just really the talking voice for it. And again, it's just an opportunity to get to talk about it more, and that's where I think we've been lacking in DNR, is just having a spokesperson, really, for all the good things going on. So, yes, we're more committed than we've ever been and more committed to painting the real picture, which is all the good stuff going on.
That was Wisconsin DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp Environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with STEP yesterday at a water quality conference in downtown Milwaukee.